The Hong Kong police thriller Infernal Affairs opens this week in the U.S. Already, there's a Hollywood remake of the movie in the works. It will feature big stars and be directed by Martin Scorsese. But Bob Mondello says the original is so good, you shouldn't wait.
Yan and Ming seem pretty interchangeable as cadets in training at the Hong Kong Police Academy, but on graduation they take decidedly different paths. Yan goes undercover for 10 years as a member of the Triad Gang, disappearing from police record books so completely that only one commander in the department even knows he's working undercover. Ming, meanwhile, spends those same 10 years rising through the ranks at the department's electronic surveillance unit, making himself indispensable to commanders who don't realize he's a mole for the same triad gang that Yan's undercover in. Every time the police get close to a bust on info supplied by Yan, their advantage is undercut by Ming, who alerts the triad boss just in time for them to abort. Because of the way this particular drug bust falls apart, Yan and Ming realize simultaneously that they're in danger of being outed by someone inside on the other side. What they don't know is who that someone is, so they keep crossing paths while chasing each other unawares. All of this is crisp, steely, and urgent times 12, but it's not atypical of this kind of high-testosterone action movie. What sets Infernal Affairs apart, aside from a title that makes it sound like a dopey Leslie Nielsen comedy, is that its directors have given up a bullet ballet or two to make time for one extra layer of psychological intrigue. Both of the main characters, it turns out, are as desperate to ditch their secret identities as they are to out the other guy. And since they're played by two of Hong Kong's biggest stars, Tony Leung and Andy Lau, there's no way to guess who'll end up on top, all of which has led to much breaking of Asian box office records since the film first hit theaters 2 years ago, not to mention a pair of sequels. Now U.S. audiences get a chance to see what the fuss is about, and while Hong Kong gangster flicks are often regarded here as an acquired taste, Infernal Affairs makes it one that's really easy to acquire. I'm Bob Mondello.